Welcome back. Today, we're doing a deep dive into a really consequential document. It's the Department of Police Oversight and Community Safety's 5-year strategic plan, so POCS for short, and this covers 2025 to 2030. The goal here is for communities in the Western Cape to be, and this is a quote, safe, caring, and resilient.
Right, and it's important to understand where this comes from. This isn't just, you know, a policy paper with nice ideas. POCS has a constitutional mandate under Chapter 11.
So they have real authority.
Exactly. They have to monitor police conduct, and this is the critical part, they determine the province's policing needs and priorities. So they basically figure out where the focus and the resources have to go.
And the analysis that's driving this whole plan is, it's pretty sobering. The document lays it out pretty starkly. Murder in the Western Cape has gone up by 42.6% over the last 10 years.
A 42% increase. I mean, that's not just a statistic. That's a crisis.
Yeah.
And it really anchors their entire response. And while POCS points to the drivers we all know, poverty, gangs, firearms, they're also shining a light on a really dangerous emerging trend.
Yeah, this part of the report was fascinating. They put a huge emphasis on extortion.
Mm-hmm. They call it a menacing shadow economy that's just sort of spreading across the city of Cape Town.
And it's so pervasive, isn't it? It's not just one sector. It hits everything from small spaza shops right up to, you know, major construction projects, even public transport.
It's a threat to the city's entire economic infrastructure.
But why is it so hard to fight?
Well, the plan actually explains this really well. The crime itself is secretive by nature. Think about it. Both the person demanding the money and, often, the victim paying it. They both have an interest in keeping it quiet.
So the victim is too afraid to report it.
They're more afraid of the consequences of reporting than they are of just paying the bribe. It's a vicious cycle.
Okay, so given this really systemic problem, what's the new approach? What is POCS planning to do?
It seems to boil down to two core movements. First, making law enforcement more effective. And second, and I think this is the bigger shift, creating a real safety culture that's actually led by the community.
Right. And you can see that focus in their targets for ground-level engagement. They mentioned strengthening community-based safety as a key pillar.
And that relies heavily on what they call integrated partnerships. So that means working with CPF's community police forums and other structures that connect the police with the public.
And this is where the numbers get really interesting, I thought. They have a huge target for neighborhood watches, the NHWs.
A very ambitious one. They want to increase the number of accredited NHWs from 470.
All the way to 1,000.
1,000. That's more than double. I mean, that's an enormous mobilization of volunteers. It's a huge bet on social capital.
But for people to volunteer, they have to trust the system, right?
Precisely. And that's where their oversight function comes in. POCS knows that without public trust, people won't step up. So they're also strengthening the Western Cape Police Ombudsman. The WCPO just celebrated 10 years, actually. The whole point is to improve how public complaints are handled and to enforce police accountability.
So it's all connected. You can't get the community buy-in to double the NHWs if people don't trust that the police are being held to account.
It's the foundation for the entire plan.
So, wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you listening at home? The plan is comprehensive, no doubt. But it also states that low public trust is a major barrier to fighting crime.
Right, that's the core challenge they identify themselves.
And I think that's the final thought I want to leave you with. POCS is building a really strong structure here. They have these clear, measurable targets, like 1,000 neighborhood watches. But the real test won't be ticking boxes on a strategic plan. It's whether they can turn that structure into genuine, visible public confidence. Can they make people actually feel safer on the ground? You can mandate cooperation, but can you actually compel trust?
That's it, that human element. It's either the ultimate enabler or the biggest barrier.
Indeed. Until next time, keep digging.